我们各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers and sisters.
很高兴，主耶稣基督的恩典以及我们教会的安排，让我们今天可以利用一些时间来查考我们的基本信仰。
I'm very glad and by the grace of God that today we have the opportunity to study our basic belief.
我们今天这个圣经讲习会要把重点放在我们基本信仰的第二条跟第三条。
And today in the Bible seminar, we like to place our focus on the second and third belief.
这是我们其实每一个教会都有它的最基本的信仰，这所谓的信条。
And in fact, every denomination, every church have their so-called articles of faith.
就是说，所有的基础都是建立在这些基本信仰里面。
That all bases and foundation are established upon these articles of faith.
那我们赞美诗，如果你打开中文是在前面，英文在后面，它都有我们的基本信仰的这个记录。
If you turn to your handbook, Chinese in the front and the English in the back, you may find the 10 articles of faith recorded.
我们如果翻开我们的本会基本信仰第二条，它这样说。
This is what the second articles of faith reads.
它说信。新旧约圣经系神所默示的，为证明真道唯一之根据及信徒生活之准则。
It says the Holy Bible consisting of the Old and New Testament is inspired by God, the only scriptural truth and the standard for Christian living.
所以这对我们来说，这就是我们信仰的根据，我们今天在世上生活所要依赖的真正的原则。
Therefore, this is the basis of our truth, of our faith, and the standard we must live by.
那所以今天我们教会不管在做什么活动都是以圣经为基本。
Today, regardless what activity we hold, we all hold it based on the Bible.
我们判断一个道理是不是从神来的，也是用圣经做根据。
How we discern whether a truth comes from the Bible, it also bases on the Bible.
今天这样的一个信仰，其实很多基督徒他们都有。
And today, such a faith is found in many different Christians.
可是在有一些基督徒当中呢，他们对圣经却有一些观念是跟我们不太一样的。
But for some Christians, their concept is a little bit different from that of ours.
是的，我们今天很多人都相信圣经是神所默示的。
It is true that today many believe that the Bible is inspired by God.
就像提摩太后书第三章第十六节所说。
Just as is read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书三章十六节十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
我们请读这两节圣经。
Let's read these two verses. 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
你看这里说所有的圣经是神所默示的，这里的圣经当然指的就是当代的旧约圣经。
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. This scripture refers to the Old Testament scripture.
那这个圣经它是目的是要教训我们，督责我们，使我们归正，然后教导人能够学习神的义。
And the purpose of the scripture or the Bible is so that we may attain the doctrine for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness.
所以重点就是要让属神的人，他说可以完全。
So the key is that the man of God may become complete.
因为那个这位真神是完全的神。
Because his true God is the complete and perfect God.
他有人间所有一切的美好，因为我们人是从他来的。
He encompasses all the good in this world because men come from him.
那他把这个他的话语留给人。
But he has left behind his words for men.
让我们可以完全，然后接下去就是要行各样的善事。
That we may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那就是说，这位神他是良善的、真实的。
So it tells us that this God is good and kind and true.
是充满爱的。
He is full of love.
所以借着他所留下的这些信息，人也可以真的充满爱心。
Through the messages he left behind, men may also be filled with love.
所以这个圣经在当时候，在就是保罗在写这个信的时候。
Therefore, during the time when Paul wrote this letter,
当时候其实他们有不同的翻译本，就是从希伯来文翻成希腊文了。
At that time, they have many different translations from Hebrews to Greek. to Latin.
那所以当时候，一般相信保罗那个时代他们所看的圣经呢，应该就是所谓的七十四译本。
Yeah, so many people believe that the Bible or the scripture that, what Paul read during that time was the Septuagint.
那这个就是从希伯来文古希伯来文把它翻成当时候的普遍流行的希腊文的译本。
Yeah, so that was the translation from Hebrew to Greek.
那很多人他们都可以了解神的信息。
So many people were able to understand the messages of God.
那这些旧约圣经呢，其实最重要的目的就在第十五节所说的。
And the ultimate purpose of the Old Testament scriptures is said in verse 15.
就是要让我们从圣经里面去看到耶稣基督，然后进而可以相信，然后得到这个得救的智慧。
It's that through the scripture we may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and that we may become wise for salvation.
所以今天你看神他把那话语来教训我们，督责我们，让我们可以行善，最重要的目的在哪里呢？
So what is the ultimate purpose for the Lord to give us his instruction and to correct us?
就是要让我们可以从这个圣经里面去看到耶稣基督的救恩。
And so that through the scripture we may see the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们可以看到这条得救的正路。
And that we may see this living and right path.
然后每个人就可以走在这个正路上得救。
And that all of us may walk on this path and be saved.
所以今天不管我们是要行善事，要学神从神来的义，目的都是要让我们最后可以得救的。
And today, whether we're learning the righteousness of God or to do good, our ultimate purpose is to be saved by God.
所以既然是要得救，就是要有神的方法。
And since we want to be saved, we must use the correct ways of God.
所以这个圣经一开头，他就说神创造天地万物。
Therefore, in the beginning of the Bible, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
这个人也是神所创造的。
And men were also created by God.
一开始，人在神的恩典底下，在神的创造底下是很美好的。
So in the beginning, under the grace and creation of God, men were good.
那本来人可以跟神永远同住的。
Originally, men could dwell and live with God forever.
所以一开头的时候，我们人本来就是属神，就是神的儿女。
Therefore, in the very beginning, as men, we belong to God. We were the children of God.
那在能够跟神同在就是永生了。
And to be able to abide with God means we have eternity.
可是后来这个永生失落了。
But in the end, we lost this eternity.
就人就变成活在罪里面，我们的以后的每一个世代都在罪里面生下来。
As a result, every generation of men were born and live in sin.
跟这个得救脱离关系了。
And they no longer have a part with salvation.
那所以现在神要把人重新救回来。
But now God is to redeem man from sin.
他现在就把他的信息告诉人。
So he has given his messages to men.
然后最终目的就是要让人愿意听神的话，得福气，然后也能够真的再回到那个当初原始的那个得救的状态里。
And the ultimate purpose is how men may heed to the words of God and they may return to the original state of self in when they're in salvation.
所以我们的信仰里面第一个重点就是我们相信这圣经是神所默示的。
And so the first key to our faith is that we believe that the Bible is inspired by God.
这个所谓神所默示就是其实在他的原来的意思里面就是神吹气的。
And so being inspired by God in original text means it is breathed on by God.
就是这些人呢，这些圣经是不同的作者写成的这个记录集起来的。
And that the Bible is composed of letters written by different authors.
我们相信这些每一个人呢，都是神跟他吹气的。
And we believe that every author were breathed on by God.
那神跟他吹气是什么意思？
And so what does it mean when God had breathed on them?
就是神把他的灵就是吹给他。
And that is God has breathed his breath of life onto them.
用我们现在的话就是说人是被神的灵感动的时候写下来的。
Well, in today's words, we may say that they were inspired by the Spirit of God and they have written down these books.
我们现在看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第21节。
Verse 21. 21, for prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
你看这里特别说这个预言没有人没有是出于人意的。
So for prophecy never came by the will of men.
预言就是说你讲出一个信息是以后才会发生的。
Prophecy means you speak a message that will take place in the future.
那他说预言不是出于人意，如果是预言要预告以后的事情，一定是从神，因为只有神知道未来的事嘛。
And only God knows what will happen in the future.
好，所以 这个预言，他说是神被人被神的灵感动，说出神的话。
And here says prophecies are spoken by men who were moved by the Holy Spirit of God.
那这里我们中文圣经、英文圣经说被神的灵感动，其实这个意原来的意思就是神给他吹气。
Being moved by the Holy Spirit in original text means they were breathed on by God.
那这个所以是人在神的这个灵的感动底下，在神的灵的引导下。把这个神的话记录下来。
Therefore, it was under the inspiration and the movement of the Holy Spirit of God that they had recorded these words.
哦，那这个神的灵哦，神给我们吹气，这样一个过程，有时候我们不太容易了解。
Many times we cannot fully understand the process of which God has breathed His Holy Spirit onto us.
因为我们现在说，如果我们人跟人吹气，只是觉得凉凉而已啊。
Today, if we breathe on another person, we merely feel a gentle breeze.
那因为这个灵这个字眼在原来的原始的文字里面就是跟风一样的字。
But original meaning of the word Holy Spirit also means a breath or like in the wind.
哦，那所以他这个被神的灵吹气，这个是神给他吹他，就是神的灵把它笼罩底下。
And being breathed on by the Holy Spirit means the Spirit of God has uncovered this person.
那当一个人被神的灵感动的时候，他是什么样的状态呢
？So what kind of what state is a person in when they are moved by the Holy Spirit？
你现在我们来看看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
来看第十八节。
That's right, verse 18. Verse 18, when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God.
这里在讲这个摩西当时候被神叫到西乃山上去。
Here says Moses was called on to Mount Sinai by God.
在这个西乃山上，神跟他面对面说话。
On Mount Sinai, God spoke to Moses face to face.
哦，所以神跟摩西讲话的时候，是不是用谜语，不是用这些隐秘的话，是直接明讲的。
Therefore, God did not speak to Moses with riddles; rather, He has spoke to him very clearly.
那个，他说神在西乃山和摩西说完的话以后，他说就把两块法板交给他，是神自己用指头写。的石板啊、
And here it says, after he made an end with speaking to him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of testimony written with the finger of God.
那这个就是神的灵感动，神跟他吹气，在旧约里面，在旧约圣经里面，我们所看到一个具体的一个描述了。
And this is a concrete illustration we have seen in the Old Testament how the he was inspired and moved by the Spirit of God.
这是最具体的，这是最直接的。
And this is the most concrete and direct.
哦，因为你看，今天我们有时候说我们在祷告当中被圣灵感动。
Today, when we say that we've been moved by the Holy Spirit in our prayers,
圣灵感动有时候它是给我们一个意念，我们有时候会想起我们过去所做的错误。
In our prayer, when we are moved, perhaps it is a thought that we may be inspired or a mistake that we have done in the past.
圣灵感动的时候，我们会得到一个神的启示。
And when we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, we may receive the revelation from God.
圣灵感动的时候，我们可能会。会明白神的话语。
When we're moved by the Holy Spirit, perhaps we may understand the words of God.
也就是说，我们可以得到神的智慧。
And that is, we may gain the wisdom of God.
但是在旧约那个时代，像神直接叫摩西上山去颁布律法的时候
，But in the Old Testament time, when God had called Moses directly onto the mountain and given him the law.
我们现在看民数记第十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第八节。
Verse 8.Verse 8, from the tribe of Ephraim.
十二章第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 8. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. For he sees the form of the Lord. And why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
这里在强调当时候神跟摩西讲话的时候的情景呢。
And so he tells us how it was like when Moses spoke to God.
他说，神说我跟他讲话是面对面或者是口对口。神把他的气就吹给他，然后把他的灵就直接让他看到神的形象。
And here says, I speak with Moses face to face or mouth to mouth, and he has breathed his breath onto Moses.
那所以在这种情况下，你看摩西他把神的这个信息，他的 诫命律例典章写得非常清楚。
So under the circumstance, Moses was able to write down the laws and decrees of the Lord very clearly.
没有人会质疑说摩西 他写这些东西是他自己的想法。
No one will ever doubt that this is what Moses has written by his own will.
其实如果是按照一个人自己的想法，也不可能写得这么完整。
Even if someone written it by their own will, it could not be such thoroughly.
你看那个摩西在写律法的时候，他在写这个献祭的条例的时候有多详细。
You can see how thoroughly Moses had written and jotted down the details of offerings and the laws and decrees.
我们今天常常说我们人哦，百密当中有一疏了。
And many times today we say out of, even when we are very thorough, we will still miss something.
我们有很多人做事很仔细啊。
Some of us are very detailed.
有些人做事比较粗线条的。
And some of them are more careless.
但是不管在你怎么仔细，你一定会发现有一个事情你一定会漏掉。
But no matter how careful you may be, you may still miss something.
这就是人的极限。
And that is the limitation of men.
今天如果用电脑处理的话，我们发现很多事情就可以做得很好。我们人有时候都跟电脑比不上。
And today, if we use a computer, we may realize that computer may be actually more thorough, detailed than humans.
但是我们如果把它看旧约圣经里面在描述当时候神给人的这些律法、这些条例啊。
But when we look at how the laws and decrees are illustrated in the Old Testament,
真的非常的仔细。
And they are very detailed and thorough.
每一个步骤基本上都有交代。
You can see every step is instructed.
你就知道说摩西他当时所传下来就是神直接跟他讲，他把他记录的而已。
And now we can imagine how Moses merely jotted down what God has inspired him.
那他所写的东西就成为当时代保罗在跟提摩太讲的时候，就是圣经是神所默示的这些最基础的东西。
And so what he had written down had become the most basics of what Paul had preached to Timothy.
所以神的话事实上是借着不同的人把它讲出来。
Therefore, in fact, the words of God are spoken through different men.
是透过像神的所选召的神人摩西。
And for example, they're spoken through the chosen one, the man of God, Moses.
是神的先知。
Or the prophets of God.
或者是神的祭司。
Or the priest of God.
你看我们在看圣经，每一卷书都有它的作者。
And so when we read every book, they have its own author.
有些作者是很明显的。
And some authors are very,
not, 就是
are very common,
but very
apparent.
一看就知道他自己说他写。
And once you read the book, you know who the author is.
那有的是他没有写。
And some authors are not recorded.
但是你再去把它追踪，去看他这个所描述的内容，他的笔法，你就会发现说一定有一个人被神灵感动，他把它记录了。
But once you study the book more thoroughly, then you may understand that this book was written by someone.
所以我们现在比如说我们在读耶利米书。
For example, we're studying the book of Jeremiah.
我们现在看耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.Chapter 1 verse 9, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
神伸手按我的口。
And the Lord put forth his hand on my mouth.
所以这个那个英文圣经是说神 touch, 他摸了我的口。
And the English says the Lord touched my mouth.
然后他说他把神说我把我的话放在你的嘴巴里面了。
And the Lord said, I have put my words into your mouth.
好，这个就是现在耶利米他口中所出的话就是神的话。
And so now the words that come out of the mouth of Jeremiah are the words of God.
这个叫做圣经是神所默示的。
This is what it means that the Bible is inspired by God.
这个叫做这个先知他的这些信息是神吹气来的。
And this is also what it means that the words of the prophets are breathed by God.
那耶利米他讲了之后就有人把他记录帮他写下来了。
And after Jeremiah spoken these words, someone had recorded these words.
好，那现在有时候是先知自己写的。
And sometimes the words are written by the prophets themselves.
我们在读哈巴谷书的时候。
When we study the book of Habakkuk.
来，我们现在看哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第二章。
Habakkuk chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
哈巴谷书第二章第二节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it.
好，第三节。
Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.
那这个就是很明显，哈巴谷先知他得到了神的默示，神要他说把它写下来。
And this is very clear that Habakkuk had received a revelation from God, and he was to write it down.
只要写得很清楚，一定不能够让别人搞混的。
He must write it very clearly so that he would not confuse anyone.
所以让读的人可以容易读。
So that the readers may understand easily.
因为这个末世有日期。
Because there is a time to this end time.
它很快就会应验，不会虚谎的。
And it will swiftly come to be fulfilled and will not tarry.
那所以这个就看到说，这个神的话语里面充满很多的预言。
And so tell us that the words of God are filled with many revelations or prophecies.
我们就看到说，圣经里面有很多预言。
So we can see many prophecies throughout the Bible.
这个预言就是神所默示，这是从出于神的意思。
And the prophecies are revealed by God, and they are from the will of God.
既然是神的话，一定应验。
And since they are the words of God, they surely will be fulfilled.
有时候好像我们人间看来说，好像哎，怎么事情还没有实现呢
？And many times to us human eyes, we may see why is it that the words have not come to be.
所以说这里特别说要等候。
But here says you must wait for it.
哦，因为必然临到。
Because it will surely come.
所以圣经真不真实？你看我们圣经里面所记载的预言有没有实现？就自己证明它是从神来的了。
And so whether the Bible is true or not, you can tell from whether the prophecies have come true or not.
所以圣经里面，你看有时候我们看到的那些预言呢，其实都是很久以前就讲的，现在实现了。
And so many of the things that we have seen today are prophecies from the ancient time, and they have been fulfilled in today's world.
就让我们更相信这一本书是。人间的唯一本书了。
That we may have a firm belief that this is the one and only book in this world.
其实圣经哦，这个原来希腊文的意思就是书的意思，文献的意思。
In fact, the word Bible in the original Greek means a book or scripture.
所以也就是说，人间只有这一本才叫做书了。
So that means in the entire world there is only one book that is actually called a book.
这一本书它经过时间的淬炼
，through the test of time.
它有不同的作者写出来的
And it is written composed by different authors
但是它里面的话对每一个人每一个时代每一个种族都适用
But the word is applicable to every different generation every different race and every different time
最重要就是它让我们有得救的智慧
And most importantly it gives us the wisdom to salvation
它让我们可以认识耶稣基督
It allows us to come to know Lord Jesus Christ
那今天我们在读圣经我们相信这一本书神所默示的以后
Today when we read the Bible after we believe this is a book inspired by God
我们接下去对我们真耶稣教来说我们有一个基本观念
And following we should have this concept for us belonging to True Jesus Church
就是说这个是神的末世这个末世现在这本书末世已经完全了
And that this is the book inspired by God and its inspiration has completed
所以圣经是神的启示
And so the Bible is the inspiration of God
这个启示已经完整了
And this inspiration is complete
所以我们对这个人从神来的启示这个观念我们相信圣经是封闭型的启示的
And so we now believe that the Bible is a closed inspiration revelation
也就是说圣经不需要再有修订版
And so there does not need to be another amended version to the Bible
圣经不会再增加新的书了
And there will be no more books added onto the Bible
不会说现在又出现哪一本书说可以要再增加在圣经里面变成增订版
So there will not be another book that will be added onto a Bible and make the Bible an amended book
这是我们对我们今天所信的这个经典的概念
And so this is the principle standard we must hold for this book
有些基督徒他们认为圣经可以增加
And some Christians they believe that you can add or delete from the Bible
所以有人说我得到神的默示啊
Some people say and claim that I have received revelation from God
这个就是神告诉我什么什么什么话
And these are the words that God had told me
啊，所以他就把它写下来了
And so they wrote them down
写下来他认为说这个也是他说他自己如果说是从神来的启示
And they self-proclaim that this is a revelation from God
那一把神抬出来好像就没有人能够反驳、啊、
And so once they bring out God it seems like no one can oppose them
那但是对我们来说不是这样子
but for us it is not the same
今天我们如果有人认为说他得到什么启示
Today if a certain person claim that they have received certain revelation from God
我们一定会拿圣经来对照
Then we will compare it to the Bible
你的启示跟圣经所记的合不合
And whether what you have received is according to the Bible
如果不合你的启示有问题不是从神来的
If they're not in one accord then your revelation is not from God
但是对有的基督徒来说
But for some Christians
他们认为 这个启示是从神来的，虽然圣经没有，但是这个也是神的啊，也是可以信的啊。
They feel that since the revelation is from God, even though it's not compatible to the Bible, it is still believable.
但是我们认为不是这样子。
But to us, we do not regard it the same.
因为神的话已经讲得很清楚了。
Because the words of God had already been spoken very clearly.
今天旧约圣经所以在主耶稣那个时代啊，主耶稣讲得很明白。
And Lord Jesus already made it very clear in the Old Testament time.
但是对新约圣经来说。
However, speaking for the New Testament,
为什么今天这个新约圣经我们会这么看重？
Why is it that today we place such emphasis on the New Testament?
因为圣经新约圣经里面这些作者，他一定跟主耶稣基督有关系的。
Because all the authors in the New Testament books have direct relationship with Lord Jesus.
他一定跟使徒有关系的。
And they are related to the saints.
因为他们在记录主耶稣基督的信息。
Because all the books record the messages of Lord Jesus.
记录使徒的教训。
And they record the teachings of the apostles.
那这个就是我们今天信仰的主要的根据了。
And this is the basis and the basic of our faith.
因为我们今天我们不在这个旧约时代里面那一些律法条例当中了。
Because today we no longer live under the laws and decrees in the Old Testament time.
我们今天是活在主耶稣的恩典底下的。
Today we live under the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那所以很多事情我们都要看主耶稣怎么说，
many,
使徒怎么做。
Many things we must turn to as to what Lord Jesus had done and what the apostles had done.
那这个主耶稣的道理，他的福音跟使徒的教训，就是新约圣经的内容了。
And the teachings of Lord Jesus and the acts of the apostles are the content to the Bible.
那所以我们相信主耶稣他来到人间，传了福音之后。他工作完成，他升天了。
We believe that Lord Jesus, after coming into this world, accomplished his task and he ascended back to heaven.
然后照着他的应许，他降下圣灵建立教会。
And through his promise, he sent down the Holy Spirit and established the church.
然后他感动他的使徒，把他这个使徒所明白的有关旧约圣经跟基督的福音这个联系点把它讲清楚了。
He had also inspired his apostles that they had written down their understanding of the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
然后指出了这条得救的正路。
And they had pointed out this way of salvation.
然后就建立了教会，就看到教会原始的教会的规模。
And by that they established the church and we have seen the original state of the church.
那这样的这条道路就已经很清楚。
And by that, this path is very clear.
所以，我们今天在读圣经的时候
，Therefore, today when we study the Bible,
我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章
，Book of Ephesians, chapter 2,
第十九节
，verse 19.
二章十九节
，chapter 2, verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
二十节
，verse 20. Having been built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
二十一节
，21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
二十二节
，22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
好，你看这一段圣经在讲。今天我们都是神家里的人，是与圣徒同国的。
Here tell us we're the fellow citizens and fellow members of the household of God.
我们今天被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Today we have been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Having Jesus Christ Himself as our cornerstone.
我们今天都是因着主耶稣基督他。所流的宝血，我们才有办法被救赎。
Today is by the precious blood of our Lord that we have been redeemed.
我们去遵行当初使徒跟先知他们所领受的信息，所指明的这条得救的道路。
And we will walk on this path of salvation, which were directed, appointed, and made clear by the apostles.
然后我们大家共同来遵守，然后我们就好像靠着主耶稣基督联络的非常的合适的一个很整齐的城。
And together, abiding the words of together, it's as if we have been built and fitted together.
我们成为主的圣殿。
We have become the temple of God.
所以这个教会成为神的殿。
And therefore, this church has become the temple of God.
那这个教会它里面有神的话语。
So within this church is the words of God.
然后里面有神的圣灵。
There's also the Holy Spirit of God.
那这个就是这个神的帐幕在人间原始的雏形。
And this is the formation of God's tent, tabernacle in this world.
所以我们今天相信所有的启示应该都不能够离开圣经里面所告诉我们这个规模了。
And so all the revelation we believe in the Bible today will not stray away from this structure.
好，所以我们现在接下去我们相信圣经是 证明真道的唯一根据。
And the following, we believe that the Bible is the only way to testify for the truth.
我们知道圣经既然是神的话语，它是不能废掉的。
And since the Bible is the word of God, it cannot be abolished.
神的话是不会讲错的。
And the words of God will never be wrong.
也就是说，神的话不用说讲出去以后再修改一下。
And we cannot say after we speak the words of God, then we make revisions to what we say.
今天神的话它是真理。
Today the words of God is the truth.
是不会改变，是不需要修正的。
It does not change, it does not need any amendment.
啊，所以你看，今天如果我们对神有认识以后
，Today after we have an understanding of our God，
我们对神讲的话就会很慎重。
Then we will be very careful in the words of God.
那神讲的话，他在旧约讲过，他在新约也讲过。
And God has spoken His words both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那这个对神讲的话，这个有时候我们要有一个了解。
And through the words of God, sometimes we must have this understanding.
主耶稣那个时代，其实很多犹太人、基督徒，他们也是有这样的疑问的。
And during Jesus' time, many of the Christians and Jews also had the same question.
因为他们发现说，主耶稣来了以后，把他们原始认为那个律法的观念把它改了。
Because after the Lord Jesus came, they realized that Lord has changed their original concept of the Jewish laws.
其实主耶稣所带来的是更自由的。
But in fact, what Lord Jesus brought about was more freedom.
但是人总是会觉得不习惯啊。
But for men, they were not used to changing their custom.
其实这个神给的恩典，这个恩典是要给人享受的。
But this grace given by God is for men to enjoy.
当时候他们有人就质疑主耶稣他所要完成的救恩呢。
So at that time, people questioned the salvation the Lord was to fulfill.
我们现在看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.Verse 5, verse 17, Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
18节
Verse 18, For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
19节
19, Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does the teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
你看这里特别说，主耶稣特别说，他来的不是要废掉律法和先知。
Here, Lord Jesus especially said he did not come to abolish, destroy the law or the prophets.
因为这个律法和先知的信息都是神把他的话给他们讲出来的。
Because the messages of the law and the prophets were given by God.
既然是神给的，应该不会错。
Since they were God-given, they would not be wrong.
如果主耶稣来把它废掉了，那他就自打嘴巴。
If Jesus had come to destroy, abolish the law and the prophets, and he would have gone against himself.
所以他说他没有。
Therefore, he says he did not.
他来了不是要把这些东西废掉。
For this purpose to destroy the law.
他说要把它成全。
Rather, is to fulfill them.
他律法的一点一划都不能废的。
He said you cannot abolish every little point of the law.
就是看到说。你看今天我们人对神的话语本身要有这样的一个尊重的态度。
So he tells us this is the kind of attitude we must have, a respectful attitude toward the word of God.
如果我们会尊重神的话语的。
If we learn how to respect the words of God.
我们就可以得到神的喜悦。
Then we will be pleased by God.
所以你反过来第十九节说，他说无论何人如果废掉这诫命中最小的，又教训人这样做，他在天国里面。就有问题了。
And verse 19 says, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments, then he will have problem in the kingdom of God.
也就是说，他自己不尊重神的话语，又教训人说啊，这个神的话语随便就好了。
Not only does he not keep the words of God, he also teaches others not to abide by them.
他说他在天国里面称为最小的。
Then he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
那但是反过来说，无论何人。遵行诫命又教训人遵行，他在天国要成为最大的。
And whoever teaches them, does them, he shall be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
那其实在这里在凸显出我们对神的这个他的吩咐，神的律法，神的诫命应该持守的态度了。
So he shows us the attitude we must have in holding and practicing the words and truth of God.
神所说的话不会废掉，不会错的。
And the words of God will never be destroyed or abolished.
那既然要成全，是怎样成全
？So since they must be fulfilled, so how is it being fulfilled?
这里说律法跟先知，他还讲的重点。
And so here it speaks about the laws and the prophets.
其实都在讲救恩。
And in fact, both of these speak about the salvation.
旧约圣经里面，它真正在讲的重点就是神的救恩。
And the true key found in the Old Testament is the salvation of Christ.
旧约圣经它所 强调的中心人物就是在预言耶稣基督来到。
And the central character, prophesied in the Old Testament is the coming of Christ.
等到耶稣基督来了以后
，And once Lord Jesus had come,
他就要把这个先知律法里面所表达这个神要人做的信息，把它完全了。
And now he is to complete and fulfill all the messages that were given by the law and spoken by the prophets.
所以主耶稣基督来要把所有旧约圣经所要求的这个神的法则。把它成全在他身上。
Therefore, Lord Jesus had come to fulfill all that was spoken through the law and the prophets unto himself.
所以，约翰福音第五章。
Therefore, Gospel of John, chapter 5.
我们去看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John, chapter 5.
39节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John, chapter 5, verse 39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they who testify for me.
那我们现在跳过去看第四十六节。
Let's read verse 46. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me.
47节。
47. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?
好，那这几节圣经，我们就看到主耶稣自己说：“你们查考圣经，当时候指的是旧约圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。”
And so here, Lord Jesus said, "You have studied the Old Testament scriptures, for you thought you may find eternity in them."
所以其实旧约圣经它一直在讲永生的问题的。
And so the Old Testament speaks about the problem of eternity, eternal life.
只是那时候的永生是模模糊糊的。
But simply during that time, eternal life was something ambiguous to them.
是一个影子。
It was merely a shadow.
好像看到，但是又不是很清楚。
It's as if they have seen a shadow, but they could not see it clearly.
主耶稣说：“给我做见证的，就是这个经，这经。”
However, Lord Jesus said, "It is this scripture that testifies of me."
所以你看，旧约圣经就是为耶稣基督做见证。
And so the Old Testament scripture testify about Lord Jesus.
它重点就是要让我们真的可以看到耶稣基督所带来的永生。
So the key is that so we may see, truly see the salvation brought about by Lord Jesus.
那这个永生，其实你看第四十六节说：“你如果你们信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。”
And regarding Trinity, 46 says, "If you believe Moses, then you will believe me, for he wrote about me."
所以今天我们信主耶稣的人，我们旧约圣经不能忽略。
Therefore, today for us who believe in Christ, we cannot neglect the Old Testament.
因为四十七节说：“你们若不信他的书，怎么能信我的话呢？”
For 47 says, "If we do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?"
所以你看，今天我们真耶稣教会的信徒对新旧约圣经，我们一样的看重。
Therefore, today in True Jesus Church, we place emphasis both on the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因为我们相信主耶稣所讲这句话。
Because we believe in what Lord Jesus has said here.
如果我们不相信旧约圣经里面所阐述的真理，
if we do not believe in the truth manifested in the Old Testament,
我们就没有办法真的看到主耶稣基督在新约圣经里面所成全的救恩了。
Then we cannot truly see, understand the salvation fulfilled by Lord Jesus in the New Testament.
我们就没有办法感受到他所带来的恩典有多大。
Then we may not understand, experience the great salvation he has brought about.
因为旧约圣经里面，它其实是一个轮廓。
Because in the Old Testament, it was a structure, it was a format.
这个轮廓其实可以帮助我们去了解主耶稣基督所要表达的救恩的。
And this formation may allow us to understand the salvation brought about by Lord Jesus.
所以当我们在把旧约圣经、新约圣经在一起对照看的时候，
when we are studying and comparing the Old Testament and New Testament,
我们就对主耶稣所带来的恩典非常有感动了。
We will be very moved and touched by the salvation brought about by our Lord.
我们就会对神的救赎的计划非常的感谢。
Then we'll be very thankful for the plan of salvation brought about by God.
我们今天在耶稣基督里面，我们真的是非常幸福。
And that we're truly blessed to be in Christ.
我们不但能够享受这个自由，
Not only are we able to enjoy this freedom,
我们可以真的去体会神的爱，
But most of all, we may enjoy and experience His love.
我们更可以把这个神的这个性情把它活出来，
And we may live out the nature and the image of Christ.
其实都不是靠我们自己本身的什么追求、神的努力。
But in fact, we know it is not by our own pursuit or our own knowledge.
完全是靠着主耶稣基督他所给我们的救赎。
Rather, it is merely by the salvation freely given by our Lord.
这个叫做永生，这个叫做救恩。
And this is what we mean by eternal life and salvation.
所以今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，
Today when we are in Christ Jesus,
我们看到了永生，
We have seen eternal life.
我们借着他也能够走进永生，
Through him we may also walk into this eternity.
那所以今天这个新约圣经他把这条我们今天要走的路指得非常清楚了。
And therefore the Old Testament has shown us very clearly this path to walk on.
要到永生去，
to enter eternity.
主耶稣说要从水和圣灵重生。
Lord Jesus said you must be reborn of the water and the Spirit.
没有重生，没有人能够进神的国。
Unless one is reborn, none can enter into the kingdom of God.
那使徒他们把这个重生这个道理，把它解释得更明白了。
And the apostles have made this teachings of rebirth even more clearly.
所以使徒行传第二章三十八节就告诉我们要怎么样真的能够重生。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 teaches us how we must do in order to be reborn. 那这个就是得救的正路。So this is the correct path to salvation.
所以使徒行传二章三十八节我们常常在读的圣经。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39. For the promise is to you and your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
这里这一句话就把这个要从水和圣灵重生的这个做法都把它表达出来了。
And so here have portrayed the teaching of being reborn of through the water and the Spirit.
这在说明什么叫做使徒。他们领受主的这个信息教导之后，他们把他那个主耶稣的这个福音把它发扬光大。
And this is what it means after the apostles have received the teachings of the Lord, how they have shown through and practiced and taught the words.
所以你要先悔改。
Now, first of all, you need to repent.
要奉耶稣的名受洗。
And to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
受洗的目的就是要让罪得赦。
And the purpose of baptism is for the remission of sins.
赦罪之后，就一定要领受所赐的圣灵。
After your sins are removed, you must receive the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就是要让我们重生更新的。
And the Holy Spirit will help us reborn.
然后就是这个圣灵是一个应许，一定要给你的。
And the Holy Spirit is promised and will be given to us.
那这样的一个过程。这个叫做重生了。
And this process is what called the process of regeneration.
彼得他这样讲。
And this is what Peter has said.
那保罗他怎么说？
And what did Paul say?
我们现在看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第三章，我们看第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 3.
提多书三章三节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
第四节。
Verse 4. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared.
第五节。
5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
第六节。
Verse 6, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Christ Jesus our Savior.
第七节。
7, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
这里这一段圣经、啊、如果把它对照使徒行传二章三十八节彼得所讲的。
And if we compare it to what Peter has said in Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
第三节就告诉我们什么叫悔改。
Verse 3 tells us what it means to repent.
我们以前也是无知悖逆的。
Before we were once foolish disobedient.
我们也是忽视各种私欲的。
We have served various lusts and pleasures.
我们其实也是很爱厌恶不爱神的。
We have lived in malice and different we did not love God.
我们心里常常存着恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的，彼此相恨的。
Our hearts were often filled with malice and envy.
现在时候到了。
But now the time has come.
神的救恩临到我们。
And the salvation of God has come unto us.
他慈爱显明的时候。
And this is a revelation of his kindness and love.
我们就听到耶稣基督的信息。
And we have heard the message of Lord Jesus.
他救我们。
He has saved us.
不是因为我们有什么好。
Not because we're of any good.
乃是照他的怜悯。
But it was by his mercy.
现在要借着重生的洗。
And now through the washing of the regeneration.
就是要让我们借着奉他的名洗礼，让我们过去所犯的这个罪都被赦免。
That when we're baptized by his name, that all the mistakes we have committed in the past will be washed away.
然后接下来我们要领受这个应许，同住的圣灵这个应许。
There, after we must receive the promise of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵要成为更新的力量。
And this Holy Spirit will become a strength and power to renew.
所以借着圣灵不断的更新。
So through the Holy Spirit, we may continue to renew ourselves.
我们就可以成为圣洁。
And by that, we may become holy.
真的活出被神称义的这个生活来。
And truly to live a life that is deemed righteous.
那这个圣灵他说是借着主耶稣基督，我们救主。厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
And here says the Holy Spirit was poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ.
这个叫做重生。
And this is what it means to
从圣灵重生了。
To be reborn through the Holy Spirit.
好，所以我们因着这个 主耶稣基督救恩，我们现在有永生的盼望。
And by the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we now have the hope of reborn, to be reborn.
我们是成为神的后世，我们是天国有产业的人。
And we have become the heirs of Christ and part and to inherit His heavenly inheritance.
这个叫做圣经教是证明真道唯一的根据。
So this is what it means that the Bible is the one and only basis to prove the Bible.
这一条路叫做得救的正路。
And this is the path.Of to salvation.
这是圣经明明白白写得很清楚的。
And this is all clearly written in the Bible.
我们今天就是靠着圣经里面所阐述的这个真理。
And today it is by the truth manifested in the Bible.
我们所在这条得救的正路上。
And that what we walk on this correct path of salvation.
我们相信他绝对的权威性。
And we firmly believe it in sovereignty.
我们照着他做。
And when we abide by it,
我们必然能够得到永生。
Then we too shall obtain salvation.
这个叫做我们所相信圣经是证明真道唯一的凭据。
And this is what it means that we believe the Bible is the only basis to the truth.
我们先休息一下，我们接下去再来谈一谈它是我们信徒生活的准则。
And I would like to take a break and we will share about how the Bible is a guidelines to our Christian living.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息5分钟。
I would like to take a 5-minute break.